Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
So we're joined today by a Han and Limerick hurler, Tom Morrissey. How's it going, Tom?
Good now, Niall. Very good. Enjoying the off-season there at the moment.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, you had a good finish to the season with the club, won an All-Ireland with Limerick, and you have a few months off now, so it really is a hurler's life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is at the moment, I suppose. I suppose it's the shortened season for the county, and look, we were unlucky we didn't get too far with the club this year, so, but at the same time, it's nice to see a few months off in front of me now that I can enjoy and, you know, get my own thing kind of done. I'm hoping to maybe go away traveling for a while. So it's nice to be able to plan things like that too.
Yeah. So you're going to head off traveling for a few months. Have your holidays planned or?
I'm going now just Thailand there. I'm hoping to go for maybe 2.5 weeks, just myself and my girlfriend, Lane. We're going to head away. So that's the only thing in the pipeline at the moment. But yeah, we'll see if there's any further venture after that.
Yeah, because it probably is the first time in a long time, you know, you've got maybe an extended break from the hurling. So you didn't pick up the soccer like Roald Hegarty, or you didn't any other sports.
I didn't give soccer a turn. No, I'm going back now playing a bit of junior football with the club. All right. I haven't had that opportunity the last few years, but said I go back this year for the crack anyway, and we're actually playing this weekend, so looking forward to it.
Well, it must be brilliant, like, to, you know, to get the few months off, because like you've been fairly flat out 3-4 years on the bounce really, and to get the few months off, like you probably would need it, you know, after a few years like that.
Yeah, no, 100%. You know, it's important, I suppose, to take time off and take a break from hurling. As you say, you're kind of flat out, I suppose. With the county, I suppose we went back maybe in the gym, maybe late November, maybe December time, and you're back on the pitch early January. And sure, we were into the middle of July, thankfully, this year. And then, sure, you're straight in with the clubs. And look, I got 2 months with the club. I know some lads are still playing, but it's nice, I suppose, to maybe get that break, as you say, and I suppose unwind from get that mental break from hurling and unwind from training and let the body relax, and also just, you know, mentally refresh as much as anything, you know, to, I suppose, have that hunger and that motivation come next year when we're back on the pitch training.
Well, there's no better way to unwind than some junior football. So how does it
No, there isn't. It's a nice little mental switch off now. Usually every time I'm taken to the pitch, whether it's obviously with Limerick or, you know, playing senior with the club hurling at home, you're always going out to the pitch and it's obviously always serious business. So, no, it's nice to go out and play a bit of junior football. It's a small bit of a more laid back approach. All right. So it's refreshing in that sense.
How are the skills? Were they rusty, or were you pinging pints?
I've only kind of played one match so far, and yeah, I know the kicking ability is definitely needs a lot of improvement anyway. One-footed now, I have to say, the left peg, and it's not too hectic at the moment now, but hopefully a bit of practice now and it'll be back.
You'll stick to the hand passing maybe?
Yeah, for the moment anyway. Yeah. Or maybe if it's a dead cert on the 14, I might give a point a chance. But yeah, no, the hand passing for the moment.
Right. Is there any other kind of sports? I seen, like, you obviously had a great day this year at the JP McManus Pro-Am, and I seen you met Tiger Woods and you're looking like Tommy Fleetwood. So are you into the golf as well? Or,
Yeah, I am, but I suppose, like, it's in Ireland, you only kind of get that a chance to play it really during the summer. I wouldn't be a fan of winter golf here in Ireland now, but you only get out, I suppose, you try and get out as much as you can, but I only got out about maybe 6 or 7 times during the summer. But yeah, no, I love it. I'd like to give it a bit more time, all right, but no, it was nice, all right, to get into their manor that day. It was unbelievable to see, I suppose, so many big golfing names, and, you know, get up and close with them as well. It was definitely a brilliant memory for the people of Limerick to have and the people of Adair to have. And, you know, I think everyone in Limerick and I suppose the surrounding counties and Ireland in general were all getting very excited for, while it's still a good bit away yet, but the Ryder Cup 2027, it's kind of, you know, whetted appetite for that. And, you know, if we can get tickets and get in there.
Definitely, yeah. A lot of people recently I've kind of heard it, and it's not players now, they're kind of giving out a bit about the split season, there's too long of a break and stuff like that. And, like, do you find, like, most players seem to be big fans of it and you get time maybe at the end of the season to do something, like, are you a fan of it?
Yeah, definitely. Anytime I've been asked about it, I have to say I'm definitely a big advocate for it. You know, I think whatever about the time off aspect of it, you know, which is great, as I said, like, you get to plan maybe, you know, a few holidays or a bit of travelling, and you just get a chance, I suppose, to unwind, or maybe give commitments elsewhere, maybe if it's to work or somewhere else in your life. But also, I just think from a player's point of view, when you're in the thick of it, you know, when you're doing a 9-month season and you are only getting your few championship games, you know, it's a lot of training in between. You know, as a player, you want games week in, week out. I think the new round robin, you know, structure for the provincial championships gives us more games, and then you're also condensing the season. So, you know, I suppose it's reducing that training load, and so it's giving players what they want, and spectators, or everyone wants matches. So from that perspective, I think even during the season, it's a great model, I think, as well.
Like, can it be a bit frustrating maybe when, like, lads who maybe it's pundits or lads who maybe don't have as much skin in the game as the likes of yourselves who are training all year round, when lads are saying, oh, we should have the All-Irelands in September, or, do you know, we need to have a longer season. Like, do you find that a bit frustrating, or do you just...
Yeah, I suppose, look, sure, you don't try not to take too much notice of it, but you do see it. Suppose I don't find it frustrating, but I would just probably disagree with them. You know, I like the current structure the way it is. I think it worked very well this year. You know, and even when you get a chance to go back to the club and you're fully with the club, you're not going back for maybe 1 or 2 games, and then you're dragged back into the county setup, and then you're going back maybe to, you know, finish off a club season. It's very kind of come and go. It's much nicer to, you know, commit yourself to, I suppose, the county setup. You know, and the club players are able to play their league games away without us. And then when you're going back, you know, you get a good run and you're with them for the, I suppose, the full whatever club run you get in the club championship. So yeah, look, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I don't say I get frustrated with the people who say that. But yeah, I disagree with them. Like, I think the new structure has been a success so far, and I really enjoy it.
Like, in that sense, it nearly does lead to a better club season, because, like, lads like yourself, like, you're in with training with the boys the whole time, and you're not just dropping in for a game, and you're there the whole time. And I suppose that kind of benefits everybody, including yourself, like.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think my experience of playing with the club as my most enjoyable has been since the split season has come in. You know, the first year we kind of done it was when we were, I suppose we had to stop completely in 2020 with COVID, and they went with the club season was first, and we'd done the inter-county season that winter. And I remember that was one of my most enjoyable times as well, because I got to play more challenge matches than I've ever got to play with the club ahead of championship. And then I got to play the actual championship with the club. And I suppose before, like when you're coming and going, you can nearly get a feeling sometimes of being maybe a bit of an outsider with your own club, which is mad to think, because you're only coming for maybe a week or two here, and then you're maybe back in for a tail end of a championship. Whether now when you're there from start to finish, you can get fully involved in it. And I've just enjoyed it so much, to be honest.
Definitely, yeah. And this year with the club, you survived relegation at the end. You had a good finish, and you had a few big scoring games. I actually wanted to ask you, like, what is it like? Is it strange kind of when you come up against, you played Adair in the club championship, and I'm not sure if you were marking Declan Hannan, but I'm sure you've had it a lot of times where you're in club games and you're marking your county teammates. Like, is it a strange sort of a dynamic, like when you're so close with those boys and then you're up against them, maybe horsing into them?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I marked Declan for a while against the Dare. He was centre back, I was centre forward. Same against the Well, I was out centre forward for a while, and Dermot Burns was centre back, and I was full forward. And against the Piers, you're marking Mike Casey. So, yeah, I'm not sure I was there. Who else have I marked? But I marked the three boys anyway, off the top of my head. So yeah, I've had plenty of interactions with lads from the Limerick team over the course of the club championship. Yeah, I suppose you don't think about it as much when you're in a game. I suppose everyone's kind of competitive nature comes out. You know, you're on opposing teams, but you want to win for your own team. So I suppose you get into that zone and you try your hardest. And you know that I personally wouldn't do much talking on the pitch, so it wouldn't be the friendliest for those 60 minutes. But there's always obviously that respect once it's over, and you know you're friends again once the final whistle's blown. Like, but yeah, it's kind of it's kind of an enjoyable experience as well. You know, being able to have a crack off lads that you're so friendly with, to be honest.
Yeah, Declan Hannan, Mike Casey and Dermot Burns, like they're not the type of lads who'd be sparing you, I can imagine.
No, definitely not. Yeah, Mike Casey, I have to say now, was definitely the most physical battle I had out of the three. Maybe that was in full forward, full back style as well of play. But yeah, he definitely didn't spare me anyway. It was a good physical encounter, that one.
Definitely. Going back to the county season, Tom, like it must have been as satisfying as any of the All-Ireland wins, really. Like when you think you lost Keane Lynch early in the year and a few injuries like that, and to beat Kilkenny as well in the final. Like, I suppose it just, like for a finish and such a tight game, I'd say by the end of it, it really was like as satisfying as any of them.
Yeah, no, they're all very satisfying now, to be honest, Niall. They all feel just as sweet. But yeah, look, what happened to Keno is obviously extremely disappointing. You never want to see a player getting injured in the first place, and especially having to maybe miss such a large part to the season. But I suppose that's just the nature of sport, and I suppose as a team we just had to drive on. You know, and we knew we have a panel there for a reason, and it is, I suppose, to step up when maybe, you know, guys aren't going well, or in this case when guys get injured. You know, and we'd full belief in that. You know, in the next man that was going to come in. And I suppose that's just our mentality and the way we had to approach it, and the way we had to approach sport. You know, while we were all obviously devastated for Keane, so we still had a job to go on and to do. But yeah, winning any All-Ireland is extremely satisfying. And yeah, I suppose to go on to win another Munster and then to back it up with an All-Ireland was another dream year, to be honest.
I suppose the fact as well that you kind of have the few months now to maybe like take the foot off the gas and kind of soak it in, I suppose, a small bit, that probably adds to it too, because maybe after the COVID year anyway, you were straight back into it again. So that probably adds to the experience.
Yeah, exactly. And sure, even with the COVID year and even 2021, you know, while we were at half capacity and stuff, but there wasn't any kind of, I suppose, celebrations or chance to, I suppose, as you say, maybe soak it in and enjoy it, and especially soak it in and enjoy it with the supporters. And And we never got to have a homecoming or anything, which we did get to have this year, which was unbelievable again and very reminiscent of, I suppose, the scenes of 2018 when we got to have our first homecoming 5 years ago. And, you know, I know the clubs have been able to go and have their homecomings again. You know, there's been a few happening around the county since the All-Ireland. I know my own club, I think, is trying to schedule one for the end of October. So looking forward to that and getting, you know, any chance you get to bring Liam McCarthy home to your home club is extremely, extremely special. We're probably going to have it a small bit extra special in my own club this year, having the Mick Mackey trophy as well for the first time. Was, I suppose, the Munster Hurling Trophy was called Mick Mackey Trophy, and obviously a hurling legend of Limerick, but, you know, such a legend in my club. You hear the name a lot from a very, very young age. So, you know, to be able to bring the Mick Mackey Hurling Trophy back to Castleconnell and back to Ahan is going to be very, very special, I know, both for me but especially for the club and everyone in the parish.
Jeez, it definitely will be, definitely, yeah. Growing up in Ahan, were you always the forward and was Dan always the back trying to lift you out of it?
I was always the forward anyway. Dan, when he was growing up, I think would have always been centre forward nearly on his own team. But yeah, they soon realised he was a back anyway, so he actually got shoved back. But no, I've been a forward from day one. I think they might have tried me when I was a young fella, maybe back centre back or something, but it didn't last too long. So I'll always say it in the forwards now from as long as I can remember, under eights, under tens up.
Right. Dan didn't have the shooting boots, did he now?
No, he didn't. No, he doesn't. Although he got one in the All-Ireland final this year, but he wouldn't be, I suppose, renowned to be a wing back like Dermot Burns, who fires over points for fun from distance. He's more of a sixties defensive duties, I think, more so.
Well, there's some days you, in fairness to you ping over a few points from all sorts of angles. You could have them out in the wing and you mightn't even look, and it could be off the back foot and they'd be flying over. Like, was shooting practice, is it something that you must do an awful lot of it when you're scoring points like that?
yeah, I suppose it is. I suppose as a forward, it's a very, very important skill. Yeah, as long as I can remember, I'd have a bag of 20 slitters. And when I got, I suppose, to an age where the parents would trust you to head off on the bike alone when maybe 10, 11, 12, you know, summer holidays at schools, you know, be down to the pitch with your bag of 20 slitters, and you'd spend your hour or two down there just shooting. I absolutely loved it, and I would have done that all through the summer holidays for secondary school as well. And, you know, obviously training is a bit more intense now, so you probably try and do your shooting practice maybe before training, try and get a bit much in. I don't have the luxury of having summers off and being able to do that anymore, but yeah, as long as I can remember, I would have been down the pitch and shooting. And yeah, I would have just put such a, I suppose, focus on it. Thankfully, some days it pays off, but it's definitely a skill that can he's continued to be improved and to stay sharp on. But yeah, it would have been something I would have done all my life and still do.
Yeah, so you don't have the summers off now. Am I right in saying you were doing the accountancy exams?
Yeah, I have the accountancy exams done all right. I would have done my finals actually, I think, the week just before we played Cork in the All-Ireland final last year. I would have finished in there on the Thursday maybe before we played Cork. So I have the accountancy done and I'm moving on. I'm in the corporation tax department in the Limerick office with Ernst & Young. So I've gone on now to do the tax exam. So I'll have my final tax exams next May now as well. Hopefully that'll be the end of the exams and studying then. I'll be old enough to move on to just work, and now I'm looking forward to finishing the study and the books now, I have to say.
Yeah, well, I have a few lads in the house who are doing them same exams, the accountant, and one of them onto the taxation as well, and I never hear the end of it, so I can imagine it was tough.
I try and rein it in all right, because you could be giving out about them the whole time. I think anytime I have a conversation with any of my friends, they're always asking me, and are you studying at the moment? So I'm obviously must be talking about it a bit too much. Or it's all they know me for at this stage.
Was it tough to balance it at times, or do you kind of, you just get on with it, I suppose?
Yeah, I suppose you just, you're kind of used to it as well. You know, you had to kind of obviously do it through maybe secondary school when you're trying to balance playing minor and you're in school and you're studying. Obviously, I think it's a bit more difficult as it now at the moment because you're working, trying to work a full-time job, maybe trying to do lectures and trying to get study done on top of maybe trying to train and to play. But yeah, look, you just have to be, I suppose, organized and make use of your time. And yeah, just been managing to do that so far anyway. So only have a little bit more to do. So hopefully it'll be the end is in sight, as they say.
And you're still managing to fit in a bit of junior football as well. So you're not doing too bad.
Yeah. I tell you, that's not too consuming, thank God, but too time consuming. But yeah, we're fitting it in all right.
Yeah. Listen, thanks a million for that, Tom. Appreciate it and enjoy the off season.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Niall. Great to speak to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.